So the individual campuses are responsible for the mentoring, and the PAP is just the financial support for the student?
It's financial, it's quality control, it's assessment, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and of course, we regularly meet with the provost, and we have a group. My colleague Marion Marshall meets regularly with her campus counterparts, and certainly the nurturing, mentoring, following up with progress for the students, that's very much part of the discussion, so that there's a forum for the campuses to share best practices and implement them. Yeah.
Thanks.
Can I ask?
Sure.
Do you have something, Ken?
Yeah, I had a quick question. I just wanted to ask, does the cost of the scholarship go down to pay tuition, mandatory fees, and housing, or is it just tuition and mandatory fees?
The scholarships provide, you know, either $5,000 per year or $10,000 per year. Some campuses, some colleges, some departments would provide additional funding. I think at Chicago there is some tuition waivers that may be associated with the honors students. I believe engineering here in Urbana and management, or maybe LAS even, providing at least an extra $5,000. But it is really a scholarship award that the students can use for whatever purpose.
Okay, thank you.
Christoph, on page 8, you had the six-year graduation rates,
uh-huh.
and you compare different demographic groups
mm-hmm.
between the PAP recipients and all, I think, all campus
yes.
Students. I wonder if you could run the same sort of chart showing the PAP recipients versus non-PAP recipients in that demographic group.
Oh, I see.
And that
so
might get
really
to the issue of how important scholarship support is to increasing graduation rates.
Yeah, I see. So really have a colon in between these two, PAP, non-PAP, all. Right?
Yes,
yeah.
That would
yes,
be helpful.
Yes, very good point. That would really highlight
And on page 7, page 7,
that's 7? Why isn't the page number showing? Yeah, this is page 7. It's on the screen.
Wondering that if you reverse the PAP and then if you reverse the two colors, you'd see the stability in the non-PAP membership and the decline all coming from PAP recipients. Because I think the purple bars
uh-huh.
are, particularly in the African American section, are more or less stable. And where we're seeing the decline may be in the PAP recipients, which would...
Mostly, but not all of it. I think there is some...
Can you try running it that way and just, yeah. and we'll see how it looks?
Yes, that's a good point, absolutely. I think we see decline in both, but a greater decline in the PAP students.
That's right.
You're right.
Which speaks to the need to increase the funding as you've done. I wonder if we could get the same information by campus.
Yes, we have it all.
We have it aggregated for the three campuses a couple of pages ahead, but maybe we could see it by campus.
Yeah, we have all of this, absolutely. I was just trying to be a little concise, but it's not hard to convince me. I love data, so.
Apparently. Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to ask Donna McNeely, the University Ethics Office, to give us the annual ethics report.
And the sabbatical.
You going to be sabbatical?
What?
It's
a revolution at the board level, and apparently you need to continue to give the sabbatical. Sorry, Donna.
Yes, so this is it's not a presentation, I'm going to read a text. It's not a PowerPoint, which is very hard for an engineer to do. Anyway, this is the same presentation I gave yesterday at the ASAC meeting, so let me go through it relatively quickly. So this concerns sabbatical requests. So the